This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with urologist Dr. Justin Hellman, a fellowship-trained male reproductive medicine and surgery specialist and medical director for Bastion Health, the first ever comprehensive app-based telehealth platform for men's health. And Dr. Hellman, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Now, you're more than welcome, and thanks for your time. So, June was Men's Health Month. Why is men's health important? Let's start there to kick things off today.
Well, it's becoming more and more of an important aspect of medicine over these last few years, this last decade. But the idea really is young guys, men in general, have been somewhat forgotten in terms of their medical needs being addressed, especially young guys between the age of 20 and 50. And part of it is of, you know, how men operate, and some of it is just the culture of medicine in America. But the idea here is the men's health awareness is to promote the idea of men seeing their physician whenever they have an issue, whether it's a reproductive health issue, whether it's a sexual health issue, any type of health issue that you have. It's important to bring, to see a physician as soon as these problems happen, because like anything else, preventive medicine's better than treating it later on once it becomes a chronic disease or illness. So bringing awareness to these men's health issues and making and normalizing the conversation is the goal for this month and most months, or every month.
Yeah, for sure on that, and we really do appreciate what you do in this space as well. If you would, take a moment to explain a bit about your role with Bastion Health and how Bastion Health is disrupting the men's health industry.
Yeah, so what Bastion does is, in part with the idea of having guys have greater access to medical care, to seeing physicians, and opening that door to more guys being able to access health care. What Bastion is doing is basically helping promote the idea of the important aspects of men's health from a reproductive standpoint, from a prostate standpoint, by bringing this, by essentially doing this at a more convenient, at home, through telemedicine, essentially a comprehensive men's health workup, men's health checkup from your home via telemedicine.
And you certainly got to love and appreciate technology and the convenience that you're offering there through Bastion Health in regards to men's health. What are the key things men need to know about reproductive health and prostate health? Get into some of those details. I know men sometimes don't stop to even think about that, but it's so important.
Well, the idea is, the body is, the human body is pretty resilient. So, this is the idea I would say is, when it comes to men's health issues, whether it's a prostate issue, reproductive health issue, sexual health issue, all of these things, these are usually when you're having any issues with, let's say, waking up a few times a night to urinate. If you're having any reproductive health issues in terms of trying to achieve, trying to have a child but having difficulty, a lot of times this is the first thing. Think of it like the body being a car. This is like the check engine light sign coming on. It may be the first sign of something else going on, whether it's related to your heart, whether it's related to, potentially having high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, diabetes, what have you. That's usually the first sign of it. So by addressing, part of what Bastion does is we're trying to address those early on, or at least advocate for addressing these things early on. Because, again, by addressing these earlier on, you're preventing this from becoming a chronic disease where it becomes a lot more difficult to treat. Probably getting on medications for a lot longer period of time. So earlier addressing these things overall, it makes sense. It's better for the patient as well as the whole healthcare system itself.
So true on that, and we certainly appreciate your input and insight shared so far. Today we're speaking with Dr. Justin Hellman, a fellowship-trained male reproductive medicine and surgery specialist and medical director for Bastion Health, the first ever comprehensive app-based telehealth platform for men's health. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Men's Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Hellman, how does Bastion Health help men with their reproductive health and prostate health? Talk to us about how the app works.
So the idea is, you know, from a reproductive health standpoint, the reproductive health really requires, or the reproductive health checkup requires a semen analysis test as well as a blood test. Now, typically what you do is you go to your doctor's office, you provide a semen sample, which for many guys is a very uncomfortable experience. You do some blood work. After the blood work and the semen analysis, you get a good sense of what's going on. Now, what we're trying to do is by just disrupting this space in order to bring this to your home, right? Doing everything at home through the convenience of your home, making it more comfortable, making it easier, expanding access. As you know, for what I do from a reproductive health standpoint, from a male reproductive health standpoint, there's not many of us who do this in the United States, let alone in some rural areas. So by doing this in the convenience of your own home, we're trying to expand access to all guys, as well as making it a lot more convenient to do these types of tests at home. And then from a prostate health standpoint, same thing. By addressing, through various tests, we're able to bring the technology to your house, providing greater access. And again, the whole goal here is by addressing reproductive and prostate health issues earlier on, we're preventing these major issues like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol from becoming bigger issues later on in life.
Yes, catching it early is the key. And I can only see where the convenience of this will help combat that and catch anything that were to arise early. Again, really do appreciate all this information. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can learn more and or get a consult with Bastion Health. How can they do that?
Well, obviously the easiest way of doing it is just visit our website. It's very self-explanatory telehealth platform that goes over all the steps, whether you're looking for prostate health issues, whether you're looking to address your reproductive health issues. Going to the website and very self-explanatory, we make it as easy as possible for you to address whichever issue it is. And obviously we're happy to help you in any way we can.
And again, listeners, for more details and to tap into Bastion Health, it is getbastion.com. Dr. Hellman, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Justin Hellman, a fellowship-trained male reproductive medicine and surgery specialist and medical director for Bastion Health, the first-ever comprehensive app-based telehealth platform for men's health. And once again, for all the details, visit getbastion.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.